how to select the best Easter flowers, and how can you get them to last longer. Joining us live this morning, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Guessing Easter lilies are pretty popular right now, Mike?
They are, and it's amazing because they are not normally in bloom at this time of year. It's kind of like the story of the poinsettia, how this tender flower became associated with a very chilly holiday. So that's the first lesson, is Easter lilies are not normally outside this time of year, so you want to protect them from the cold.
Now, I just found out this morning, Easter lilies and cats don't go together well?
No, and it's real serious. You know, people worry about their dogs because dogs are like men. They have this reputation of eating anything, you know. Reach down into the couch, you pull up an old Dorito. What's a man going to do? Come on, be honest.
Yeah, a little dip, it's great.
It could, especially if it crunches, you won the World Series. But it really is cats that have this natural tendency to nibble on different plants. And the Easter lily is a very toxic plant, especially to cats. So that is not the flower to take to somebody's house who has a cat, or to bring into your own house if you have a cat. Much better to get some tulips or daffodils. The variety of forced flowers is very big right now.
How do you get them to last longer?
Coolness. Same thing with spring bulbs outside. When people's spring bulbs, especially when their tulips open up because they're so expensive, if we go into a heat wave, those flowers can be blasted in a single day. So the smart money says cut them then, bring them inside to a cool room. Those exact same flowers will last 10 days. So the same thing's true while they're still in a pot. In a nice cool room in your house, they don't need light right now, so don't put them in a sunny windowsill. Keep them away from heaters and drafts. And especially if you're smart and you buy Easter lilies that still have a bunch of unopened buds, you may have a progressive show that lasts for a good month afterwards.
Good
but
stuff.
A warm room can cut that in half.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend. Thanks so much, WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath.